Classic Rock Q106.5. Mark Manuel talking with Chris Henderson, guitarist of Three Doors Down. I got to ask you, where the heck is Escatawpa, Mississippi?
It's about, I'd say, probably 3-4 miles from the coast, in the bottom right-hand corner of Mississippi. So it's right above Pascagoula.
And it's a real big city, right?
About 1,800 people after Katrina. Probably before that was about 3,000.
No kidding. How does a band from a little town in Mississippi go on and have songs like Kryptonite and music featuring those American Pie movies? How does that happen?
Man, a lot of luck and, you know, just a lot of luck. I'll say that. Just a lot of luck, man, and love for music is how it all started. And just, you know, after that, just luck and being in the right place at the right time and playing the right shows and doing the right things and, you know, not really even trying, but just luck, man.
Well, you know, Kryptonite is the one that really catapulted you guys. I was working Top 40 radio back then, and that song was number one for I don't know how many weeks. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was nuts for us back then, and it happened kind of, it felt like overnight, even though it really wasn't, but it felt like overnight because once the song really got traction, it happens really fast once a song gets traction, and you know, but sometimes it takes a little while for that to happen, but man, was it fun.
So it's kind of like you guys, you know, spend a dollar or two in the Powerball each week, no winner, no winner, no winner, and all of a sudden, boom.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like, man. It's just like winning the lottery. It really is.
What was the first thing you bought once that song took off and you actually started making money?
It's funny, man. Because, you know, the music business is a funny thing. You know, you don't really start making money at first. It takes a really long time for the money to kind of come around before
that's true.
You even get a regular paycheck. And so by the time I got paid from Kryptonite and from being in the band, by the time I got paid, I was so far behind on my house note and my car note that everything was starting to get repossessed.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? So the first thing I bought was my stuff back, pretty much.
Wow.
You know, the stuff that I was losing from, you know, man, it's tough, man. It's just tough to go into the music business and go out on the road and hope to make money. It's, you know, you do eventually, but, man, it's tough at first.
Hey, we're talking to Chris Henderson, guitarist from Three Doors Down. When you guys did the music for those American Pie movies, did you already have the song and the producer said, hey, can we use this in the movie? Or did they get in touch with you and say, hey, we're doing a movie. Could you maybe write a song for it? How does that work?
Well, it works both ways. Now, with the American Pie movie, Be Like That was already written, already on the record. But what they wanted was a different vocal version of it. So Brad went and rewrote the first line of the song, went and re-recorded it at a studio somewhere on the road, and they kind of popped it in and then, you know, sent that version of the song to the movie. So the movie version is a different version than what you hear on the record.
Oh, no kidding.
And then, so that was that particular movie. And then for the Spider-Man 2 or Spider-Man 3, I can't remember, we wrote a song for that one, and they actually sent Brad like a 15-second clip of the movie. And he wrote the song based on that 15-second clip. And then we wrote a song for the Poseidon Adventure they didn't use called It's Not My Time, which, I'm glad they didn't use it because it was a smash for us. and that song was written based on a 25-second clip of the movie.
So the name Three Doors Down, kind of an interesting story how you guys came up with that name, right?
Yeah, kind of. You know, we had a gig. We were a local band trying to play parties and have fun. We're not really taking it too seriously, but we didn't even have a band name. And our friends at a house party had booked us to play, you know, $50 or whatever, going to go play a few songs. But we didn't even have a name, so we're trying to think of a name for the band for that night, you know. And we were driving by in Foley, Alabama, and there was a business, like a kind of an outdoor flea market type thing that had moved. And he spray painted and put a big sign up that he had moved three doors down, or he had moved a few doors down.
Right.
And there were three people at the time sitting in the car, and they're like, how about Three Doors Down in it? And we went to that party that night, and there were about 400 people there. So it kind of stuck.
Of course, if you hadn't come up with that song Kryptonite, you'd probably have to change your name to Three Broke Guys, right?
Right. Yeah. or Three Dudes gotta go get day jobs again.
We're talking to Chris Henderson of Three Doors Down. So what about future plans? You guys working on new music? What are you doing?
Well, we're just kind of promoting the new record that came out in March, and just going to, you know, do some touring on that, go see some folks going overseas, maybe South America, Australia, just, you know, kind of going to be a busy year for us. And then we're really looking forward, starting to already look forward to doing the next record. So that's kind of in the it's in the back of the head, if you will.
So how does it feel to know that songs you guys came out with in the late 90s and early 2000s are now considered classic rock?
It's a, you know, it's a good problem to have, man. I mean, you know, any person who has a dream of being successful in the music business has that, you know, the secondary dream is to be successful for a long time and to, you know, to have people talk about you forever. And that's really, it's really cool, man. It's surreal at the moment because we don't really, it doesn't seem like it was that long to us. Because we've been doing it every day. We haven't really taken a lot of time off. We've been working, you know, since 1999, pretty much since 1995. And, you know, it doesn't seem like it's been 16, 17, 20 years, you know?
Right. Hey, you know, our iHeartRadio Music Festival is coming up later on in September. Always known for those collaborations between different artists and different types of music. If you guys could do a collaboration with anyone, who would it be? Like, if there's somebody you'd like love to jam with sometime.
I don't know, man. That's a hard one right there. I'd say probably if it was somebody from any genre that's out today currently, probably 21 Pilots, man. That's not my favorite band at the moment.
Well, they're going to be playing the iWireless Center, I think January of next year. So you guys come back, maybe we could make that happen. Chris Henderson, guitarist of Three Doors Down, they're playing the Mississippi Valley Fair next week on Thursday night. Great to talk to you. Great to meet you, Chris.
Well, thanks, man. Can't wait to get there and can't wait to play.